This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. With talk of the coming election being rigged and vigilante poll monitoring, extensive training is being conducted for those working at polling sites. Jacqueline Froelich with Fayetteville Station KUAF attended one training session in Northwest Arkansas and has this report.
Washington County Courthouse this morning is packed with voters standing in a long line waiting to early vote. And upstairs on the fifth floor of the courthouse, Jennifer Price, election coordinator for Washington County, is teaching the fundamentals of voting to 40 brand new volunteer poll workers ranging in age from 80 to 18.
My name is Cole Spencer. I'm a senior at FHS. And I decided to do this just because I thought it'd be helpful to the city and just become a civic duty.
I'm Lucy Arnold, and I'm a retired teacher after 40 years. And I'm from Springdale, and I'm going to help some other retired teachers at a polling place. Just thought it would be exciting.
I'm Linda Fulton, and I'm from Springdale. And since this is such a controversial election, I thought it'd be interesting to see what happens.
The class begins with the voter verification at issue this election season. Arkansas voters are not required by state law to show an ID, but poll workers are required to ask for one. The exception is first-time voters who must show proof of identity to get logged into the voting system. Voters are asked to state their name and date of birth. Once found in the record, they're handed a barcode-imprinted ballot, which they insert into an electronic system to launch the voting process. Using a touch screen, voters make their choices, exit the system. A paper ballot ejects, which they can verify by sight. That imprinted ballot is then inserted into a secure electronic ballot box. Next, Jennifer Price instructs poll workers to watch for weapons, which are allowed inside voting centers under an Arkansas open carry law.
Most of our polling places are churches, which do not allow weapons inside the polling place. If the facility does not allow it, they've indicated that to us, and so they can't bring the weapon in. Now, I know that everyone's kind of heard on the media, rigged election, rigged election, rigged election. Go out and monitor the polls. Those people who may take that on as a duty are not allowed to be there. They're not registered as poll watchers.
Poll watchers must file with the county clerk in advance of any election.
Poll watchers are allowed to stand behind the poll workers checking in because they are listening for the name and address of every voter that comes in.
Poll watchers cannot speak to voters in any circumstance.
They are not allowed to talk to poll workers in regards to carrying on a conversation about the law. They can point out an inconsistency that maybe they perceive we are doing, but you do not engage in a conversation with the poll watcher, and they should not engage in a conversation with you about it.
After the training session, we sat down with Jennifer Price to talk a bit more about polling place staffing and security in light of an expected very large voter turnout this general election.
We rely on previous poll workers or poll workers or supervisors to recruit. I've talked to the media, put it out on the air, and I actually reached out to both political parties and said, hey, if you know anyone who's interested, and both parties have been sending me poll workers. So it's been a group effort to try and round up poll workers.
The bulk of poll workers are retired, says Jennifer Price, and tend to cycle out of the system, but she's observed an increase in younger volunteers signing up. She also says that the 49 voting centers in Washington County are secure sites.
So our supervisors are trained to know who can be in the polling place. They're trained to know that if someone's just hanging out, they need to ask, why are you here?
The U.S. Department of Justice issued a press release this month to let voters know that every U.S. judicial district will have an appointed election officer in place to manage fraud complaints, including situations of interference or discrimination. I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.